Today on our program, we're going to be talking about the Boone County Historical Society. Joining us, we have Historical Society Board Member Marty Lamori. Marty, good morning.
Good morning.
Well,
Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me.
No, if you weren't here to talk to me, then it would be real lonely. And I wouldn't know very much about what was going on with the Historical Society, because it's one of those board meetings where it doesn't fit into my schedule to be able to get there. But
Right. There
are a lot of folks that might be interested, and you do have regular monthly board meetings. Occasionally we have to shift it around a little bit for one reason or another. In fact, this month, scheduling conflict, we just had to move it to a couple of days.
Right. We normally meet the first Tuesday of every month at 6 o'clock. And we have a set agenda. The meetings usually last about anywhere, usually an hour and a half. Sometimes they'll run over into a couple of hours. Just depends on how much discussion there is and how much we have on the agenda. But this month we met on Thursday the 6th instead. So
got that. Did have the regular meeting going on. And I know some people keep thinking that, well, if I go to a meeting, I'm going to get roped into some. Not necessarily. You might get into the discussion somewhat, but they are open meetings, and they are opportunities for people to find out what the board's doing, and we do have a working board.
Right. I think the big thing is if people have an interest, that they can come and learn, number one, but also, number two, contribute. Because they may have knowledge or information or input for us that we're always willing to entertain. So that's why we open everything up to the public. And we want to be very transparent about what's going on so that all of our membership, as well as people who aren't even members, are informed about what's going on down at the History Center.
Yep. Well, let's talk a little bit about what came up at this month's meeting. Now, you work on a calendar year, don't you? So you're only about halfway through the year.
Right. Yes, okay. We close out in December, so we are about halfway through the year. Yep. Let's see. For old business, we are updating our donor plaque wall when you first come in the front door of the History Center. There's recognition for those who have done certain levels of donation to the History Center. And with a lot of transition and change, some of that list, I believe, either got misplaced, not updated. So we're working really hard to make sure that is up to date. If you are a person who did donate and you come to the center and say, hey, where's my plaque? please tell somebody, because it's an oversight. It's not anything intentional. And we do want to recognize those that are generous and donating to our nonprofit. So we had to have a couple windows replaced. It's just like your house. You know,
yeah.
You got to keep things up and do maintenance. And we had a couple of broken windows. So we just got those replaced. I think that was it on old business. New business, we're going to, Sue is setting up a meeting with Candy Street. She's from Smokestacks and Silos. I believe that Mamie Dowd Eisenhower may be on that list of locations to be able to advertise in Smokestacks and Silos.
Yeah.
It's just a publication about different historical sites throughout the city or throughout the state, excuse me, if I'm correct.
I think Smokestacks and Silos, I think Smokestacks and Silos is more northeast, and they come clear down to about Boone County, because there was a long time there I didn't even realize, but yes, Boone County is included in theirs, and then it kind of cuts across the metro and then goes back east again. So, but it's a great way to get the word out.
Right, and I think there's certain qualifications, if we understand right, that's why we're having a meeting with her, is that there's certain things that you have to have at your site to be able to qualify, to be able to advertise, I believe.
Yeah.
So we're just trying to get ourselves out there a little bit, another avenue to try and promote the center and have people come visit. So let's see. I think probably as far as any of our exhibits is probably the biggest thing as far as our committee reports.
Mm-hmm.
We're still diligently working on our second floor, and things are coming together. Joe Howell in our collections department has done a fantastic job of sorting and organizing and still working on getting all of our items located where we can retrieve them and also into our computer software system. So we have record of where everything is at, and trying to get reorganized to be able to have the wall space and everything for the exhibit. The Ledges exhibit that is now first floor will be moving up to second floor, as well as Kate Shelley will be moving back up to second floor. So probably the most progress has been made on the Ledges wall. We've got, I think we're ready to place our order for our new signage. Everything's mapped out. We have some new curtains in our windows up in that temple room. And display cases and organizing. Jeannie is our, Whitekey is our exhibits coordinator, and she does a great job. She maps everything out ahead of time so that we make sure things fit on the wall and look nice. Our ag display is starting to come together a little bit. So our initial timeline, we thought we were going to try and be open by sometime in July, but we understand that there's going to be a little road construction on Story Street in July. Am I correct? Is that correct?
Well, yeah. There's going to be work that'll be done. So,
right.
It's so all a matter of how it all comes together, yes.
Right. Well, we didn't really want to be in conflict with, you know, I think if there probably be some parking issues and some rerouting of traffic and all that type of thing. So we didn't really want to do our second floor grand reopening when there might be some congestion. So we're going to kind of keep an eye on that and coordinate a time. It's probably more likely going to be in August or September before we're ready to have an event. We are planning on doing a dedication of the community room, the Wayne B. Erickson room, as well as the Larry Adams research room at the same time that we open up the second floor. And initially, I think our first invite pass is going to be kind of a members only and an invitation before we open it up to the public is kind of what our plan is right now. So
people, if you want to be invited.
We're excited. It's coming along.
I was going to say, if people want to be invited, quick, get your membership. No.
That's right.
Not to get you off fast, but that, there you go. Get your membership. There you go.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. So as far as, let's see, maintenance, the one thing we did get a very generous grant, or we applied for money from the county, and we were just notified that we will receive $5,000 grants of money from the county, and that will go toward the fund for our elevator.
Okay, good.
So, excuse me. So, allergies. Sorry, I've got that. I'm kind of plugged up and coughing.
You're not the only one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
So the county money, and again, this is, I think, comes out of their community betterment, their local option sales tax, where they do some distribution, which is good because, and this is something that you guys are just starting to get back into. You had, for some time, had not been applying for some of these grants and opportunities here, but you've got some bigger projects you have to focus on now.
Right. Well, and I think I think we missed the deadline for the city one, but we did make the one for the county as well as the other one that we received the money for our archival boxes.
Yep.
That was the Boone Betterment grant that we received, which is very nice. We've received our archival boxes, and we will be starting to relocate those items into. From the it's mostly the military display items that we'll be using those new boxes for. So we're really organized with our uniform storage.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't really realize, that there's certain materials that have to be made out of a certain type of thing, wrapped in a certain type of tissue. It's kind of, all these little guidelines for proper storage of historic items.
I was going to say, a lot of people aren't aware of about the reactions at some of the materials and things like that. If you have clothing and stuff like that, you just can't put it in a paper bag or in a cardboard box. It doesn't always react well. Yeah.
Exactly. Okay, I think that's it on exhibits that I can think of. We have repainted and refloored in our gift shop area and kind of sorted through some items. We're kind of at a crux in trying to decide what to have and what not to have in our gift shop.
Yeah.
We'd love to increase our traffic, and if we had certain things in our gift shop and it would increase our traffic, we'd be willing to invest in the inventory. But then there's the flip side to that is if you don't have a lot of traffic, then you have a big inventory and you take it as a loss. We do have a few historical center items that are specifically labeled Boone County Historical Society. We have some coasters. We have some book bags. We have T-shirts. So just a few items. And we have some pencils. We have water bottles, little plastic water bottles, more kind of kid geared, I think, and a few things in there. We also have the ornaments from different locations around town. They're a gold metal ornament that you could hang on a Christmas tree or just display if you wanted to, and they're just $5. So we have a few things that are specific, and then also a fair amount of books.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of what we have on stock down there at the gift shop. But I'd be certainly open if people have other ideas of what they'd like to see down at the gift shop so we can consider what we want to do.
Sure.
We also have some local art. We don't want to compete. I know the Downtown Boone and the Boone Arts Council that are trying to promote local artists in downtown locations. We have one of our board members, Harry Bonk, is an artist, and we have some of his items displayed down at the center. But, it looks really nice. It kind of coordinates now with the research room, has kind of the same kind of a look.
Good.
Again, that kind of goes along with that. There's always something to do in an old building or an old house to try and keep things nice. So.
Oh, yes.
I guess probably the most recent event that we had was we had a visitor at the History Center this past Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
It was very, very interesting. We had been contacted by Chuck Gibson, and he lives out in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
And he is a antique car collector. And he happened upon a 1951 Chevy Fleetline. And when he was in the process of restoring that, he found a little journal. Just one of those small, remember the kind of the older kind of little journal books that was put together with, I think, a thick thread of some type kind of stitched in the middle.
Yeah.
Everybody else kind of gave those out. And it was stamped from the Leonard Good in Ogden. Well, come to find out who the owner of that book was Dennis Kuntz, who was killed in action in Vietnam, and he's from Ogden. And it was his journal, his book of maintenance on the Fleetline. It was his car. And then also, after Dennis was killed, his dad maintained the car for a period of time and also made notes in this particular journal. So we have Dennis honored in our Heroes for the Heartland room at the center. Chuck contacted us and said, well, my wife and I are going to be driving the Fleetline from New Jersey, and we're coming to Boone, and we want to share the book with you, let you see it, and show you the car. So Joyce and Chuck drove with no power steering, no power brakes, and no air conditioning, all the way from New Jersey to deliver, to show us the car and then to deliver the contents of the book. We didn't keep the original book. We just scanned the information in it because he wanted to keep it. So we put this information out because we wanted to kind of try and advertise. We used our Facebook page and word of mouth to see if there's anyone who had known the Kuntz family, if they had any information, that they were welcome to come see the car and visit with the Gibson.
Mm-hmm.
So we, Jeannie Weibke was in, kind of oversaw the visit with the Gibson, but I was there also kind of manning sorks were open on Saturdays. We did have one woman from Ogden come over and specifically sit and visit with him that had some information to share with them about Dennis. Then we went to where he is buried, as well as by his original home over in Ogden. And then also there's a memorial to Dennis, which I've been to the Lucky Pig numerous times and never realized that was what was right to the east of the building. There's a memorial stone with his name and a flag that is flown in his honor. When we went over to Ogden, we did eat at the Lucky Pig. And as we were arriving, someone was leaving and said, "Hey, I know that car," and went into telling a little bit more of the story about memories that they had about Dennis and the Kuntz family in Ogden. So we also visited with another individual from Ogden who had some further information. So overall, Chuck and Joyce really enjoyed the visit. That was a very welcoming experience, and we learned some things. So anyway, that was kind of an interesting Saturday.
They had a fun chance to find out more about one of the original owners of the car. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Good.
If you go to the Boone County Historical Society has a Facebook page, and so we did post some pictures of the vehicle, and also Lost in Boone does a fair amount of posting of things that and activities that we do. So it's always it's on that page too. So you can find out further information kind of historically on those two sites.
You use that site as well to, I know you were looking for certain things. You were looking for some information about some photos, downtown businesses and things like that.
Right.
You try to make contact with people. And so people that might be interested in helping or just finding out what's going on should, friend that page or, get to be a part of it. Go check it out.
Right, right. I that's, kind of our main tool that we can use with, the social media is our page. So like us and follow us.
Please. Well, it's one of those where there's always certain things coming up. And every once in a while, you guys post some really interesting old photos of things that are going on. We need some help with this, and it's always fun to find out because there are a number of people that do have recollections of different times in the community.
I know. I think we posted about we were interested in certain years of plat maps, and we had success. Somebody brought some plat maps down to us that we're looking for to have for reference down at there. So it does work. So it's just we try to widen our audience a little bit. So that works out well.
All right. So again, like that, you can always follow along on your website too, but it's easier on the Facebook page. A lot more communication going on there too.
Right. Our website is, we're working toward making it a little bit more robust.
Sure.
We didn't have, our website was down for a while, and we had to recreate it. That's been back over a year ago. But we're still working on making it, have more features and have a little bit more information, even make it so that there can be links to go to. But the main thing is, it's there for more, we have the memberships you can join online, just basic information, because we really want you to come down and visit with us. We want you to come and engage and come and ask questions, that type of thing, versus maybe providing a lot of information online. We want you to come see us. So
I do know that with some of the work that's going to be going on downtown, I know a little hesitant about scheduling a lot of activities and stuff, but we do have a big program. What is it going to be later this year, Dragoon, about Dragoon Trail?
Right. That we're targeting that for September. So okay. Hopefully that'll work. I think I told the story last time, I think, but I'll repeat. Joe Howell, one of our board members, her brother-in-law, did extensive research and collection, and I think also did reenactment of the Dragoon Trail. And that's Nathaniel Boone. But some people think we're Daniel Boone. It's actually Nathaniel Boone. We'll be having a display of, it's not obviously original items, but it's reenactment items.
Sure.
From the Dragoon Trail with a very extensive collection that he's donating. He's inventoried it. He's going to come visit with us. He's going to help us set it up. Excited to have a new display for the History Center that is specific to our, the heritage and the development of Boone. So.
And I do want to remind people before we run out of time, of course, if they're looking for a place to have a gathering, check the lower level at the History Center.
Right.
It is available.
It is, and it's a very nice space. We keep it very open and very neutral, because we know there's a variety of different events that may occur down there. It says the capacity is 130, but I think that's a lot. We don't have seating for that many. We have seating for about 75 with tables and chairs. So, and full kitchens available if you need that portion of it. It's $100 for members to rent for the full day, and that means it's yours for the entire day, midnight to midnight. And then it's $125 if you're a non-member. Then we also have recurring rentals. We have three recurring rentals right now where people regularly book every month a certain date or time or block of time to rent the location so they know that they have it consistently set up already. So in that case, the recurring rental rate is lesser than that, and we work with you on that.
Sure. Okay. There's, again, just a lot of different things. I do want to remind folks, it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday that you're open?
Yep, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 10 to 2. We are excited. We have, since we talked last, we have two new volunteers.
Good.
So apparently, maybe being on the radio is helping out or just word of mouth. We had some interest, so we're excited to have two new volunteers on board.
And they can always, people, if you ever are interested in finding out more about the historical site, being a part of it, or just like going to the meetings and seeing what's happening with different collections and how things are moving
right.
forward.
Right.
Very easy.
And also, it's not just individual, and there's individual membership, family membership, and then there's business membership. And, we want to try and promote and work with the businesses in Boone. I know our membership person, I think, just sent out letters. I think, not sure what she used for a mailing list to Boone businesses to encourage membership and support. We work hard, at least from our perspective, to work to try, if at all possible, to use local business for anything that we do as far as maintenance and repair and purchase in town, if we can. Sometimes we have to make the financial decision not to, but we typically try really hard to work with local business. So, we like to support our town. So,
Boone County Historical Society and Marty, thanks for taking time this month to give us updated on what's going on there. Look forward to checking in next month, and we'll have a better idea what might be going on with some of the Story Street work as well, too. But do thank you for taking time visiting with us, and you have a great weekend.
Great. Thank you. You too. Bye now.